Welcome to Catechesis Pieces, where we sort out the motive, standard, purpose, and practice of doctrine and life as summarized by the Heidelberg and Shorter Catechisms. Chuck Meether here, and we go to Shorter Catechism question and answers 13 through 18. Did our first parents continue in the estate wherein they were created? Our first parents, being left to the freedom of their own will, fell from the estate wherein they were created by sinning against God. And Ecclesiastes 7:29 reminds us, God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Question answer number 14, what is sin? Sin is any want of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. And the word want here means lack. 1 John 3:4 weighs in, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Number 15. What is a sin whereby our first parents fell from the estate wherein they were created? The sin whereby our first parents fell from the estate wherein they were created was their eating the forbidden fruit. That you will find in Genesis 3. Number 16. Did all mankind fall in Adam's first transgression? The covenant being made with Adam not only for himself, but for his posterity, all mankind, descending from him by ordinary generation, sinned in him and fell with him in his first transgression. And as we saw yesterday, Romans 5:18, by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Number 17, into what estate did the fall bring mankind? The fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and misery. Again from Romans 5, verse 12, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And then we conclude with number 18. The sinfulness of that estate whereinto man fell consists in the guilt of Adam's first sin, the want of original righteousness, and the corruption of his whole nature, which is commonly called original sin, together with all actual transgressions which proceed from it. And then again from Romans 5, by one man's disobedience many were made sinners. Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. And then we go to Matthew 15:19. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. And verse 20, these are the things which defile a man. So our hearts were defiled, our hearts became corrupt, because of that first sin committed by our parents and the subsequent sinning of ourselves. Thanks be to God that He has purified us, that our hard hearts are now made malleable, and we can bring Him the honor and the glory. And that's our purpose, to bring Him the honor and the glory. And we have a new relationship with His holy standard. We can strive to obey because of that new relationship in Jesus Christ. So walk with Him today and be a blessing.